Praise Jesus much, children of God. How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? You can move and wish your brethren the best. Wait for them. You wait for them. Tell them the grace of God is with you. That is the Holy Spirit. Him when he's on our side, who can be against us? There is no one. Because the Holy Spirit manifests the unlimited power of God. In the time the enemy Satan wants to bring strength on us, we remember in Isaiah it says that the Spirit raises a standard to fight with him. We thank him, O Father of Heaven, and his word, the Lord Jesus Christ, together with his Holy Spirit. Every time he's taken care of us up to today, raising the standard to fight with the evil Satan. Because if he's not raised in a standard like today,
we
would have gotten consumed according to how the world is appearing. Even the evil works which are within it. Those which reach to finish out wisdom and understanding from the church. Church with people in it. Then they appeared like those of the world. Even pastors within it became businessmen of nations. And they used the name of Christ Jesus, our master, to do business of souls, selling them to Satan. And exchange them with gains of the world. After they speak the name of Jesus, and they gather you. After they gather you, trust them. And they do exchange with Jezebel under the ocean. And they sell the spirits of the Holy Ones. And they get persecuted. But we thank the Lord. Many days back, not 1 year back, from when the year 2020 began,
he
decided to lock us down in our houses, that he sets another standard to fight with the evil Satan. Anytime there is a moment of silence,
the
Bible says there are always marvelous things being done. And Bible says, and there was silence in heaven, like half an hour.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That there appeared seven thunders. And they told the other, seven thunders do not write what they have spoken. Satan should not get to know them. He will be stricken by them just. Those are missiles which not miss. You will just see them when they have reached on him.
Now,
even today we want to move on.
And
we are still seeing under our heading saying, to resetting
or
to order in the church of God all over the entire world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. To resetting or to restoring order in the church of God all over the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We are right in our second part. And in our first part, we remember we're given the reason why we are required to reset, restore order in the church of God all over the world after the command of God, which passed through the government of Uganda, through the president of Uganda, His Excellency Yoweri Museveni Kaguta, in opening up the synagogues, the churches resume to gather. and they are the holy ones of God, release the command saying, let them gather when they are only 70. Praise Jesus, man. We were able to get explained that the one with the spiritual ear can hear what the Spirit says the church. Why people are 70? According to those we saw in Numbers 11, from verse 11 on to 29, where God first commanded Prophet Moses in then to call out 70 men, that they be poured upon them the Spirit like on him, to be able to guide the house of Israel, the church of God of those days. And they had been taught the laws of God, the commands, the judgments, the statutes, even the ordinances, even the ways of God, all ways of God, how he does his works. Now we had many things, and we knew that after sending for us the teaching priest, him who is like Moses, which passed through the prophecy which came from Austria, or what we call the Austrian vision
for
the nation of Uganda in the year 1992, where they said God is best in Uganda to do his final work on the planet Earth. And the man to head that work, he has to be the prophet Moses, and to be the prophet Elijah, and to be like the heir of the throne of David. Now then, of commanding that 70 people, they are one should come together that they be prepared to restore order in the church of God all over the world. Praise Jesus. It's a sign which he showed us that that man too, who is like Moses,
meant
to be in that part called Uganda.
You
think what caused them 70 people? Did they give you a reason?
Where
do you read of that news? Why 70? Praise Jesus much.
So
we are able to hear the reason by the Spirit of God, to restoring or resetting order in the church of God all over the world.
Starting
from the teaching priests, and who reveals the laws of God and reveals God to the world. And then we choose out the deacons, and we make the government of God on the world,
or
the government of heaven on the world, as we put in place deacons, or those known as the ushers. These are seers,
abasomesa,
teachers, and pastors, those who can organize the church, the holy ones of God, right from where they gather from, even in their entire lives,
concerning
order in the church of God. And then we go next to bishops, those who watch over.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Those responsible, watch over spirits to counsel them, to pray for them, even see how they progress spiritual and physical as they progress, even to pray for them. Praise Jesus much. Then the other, and there has to be judges. Those judges, and they help us or keep the commands, judge in all ordinances, in all the statutes, including all the ways of God, of his works, as his commands are. And they judge those who fail to fulfill with measure, scales which are balanced. As we shall move study of the both departments one by one. Where we shall need elders. Elders of the church. Those
who
keep secrets of the church.
Those
who knows all secrets of the kingdom of heaven. And to know that they are revealed to the world.
We
try to see everything which wasn't revealed. Everything which is not put in light. Brought in the light to be known well unto the whole world. Now all those
we
divide them from the seventh, those chosen out. Even the fifth most spoken of, our brethren as musicians, those who try to see that they lead us in the praise and the worship of God, in the songs of God, and we sing with Him. When we divide them in those five departments, and each one gets 14 of them, right from the 70. Now both help us much. Prepare all the other three categories of
organizations.
Those given gifts from the office of God, even their works. And they prepare those given gifts of ministry, those given by the Lord Jesus Christ. And they prepare those given gifts for the unity of demonstrating the word of God, those given by the Holy Spirit. Now, if that order comes back, we shall be able to stand well as the church. Mostly in this last day. Praise Jesus much. In these last hours, in the midst of the last days. Now, when we shall finish that, because that system, the government of heavens on earth, it's there to fight the false church together with the spiritual wickedness.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Then to man take out government.
Then after we put in place government of God on this earth, and we put those to guide us the political sector, as we're going to govern it as the church, even to correct the world, even the economical sector, to see how we're going to move that sector, our finances in the world, even against of heaven, and
then
we have to guide the world. We also have the health sector, those who can tell us concerning eternal life, even the health of our bodies, the way we can guide the world in all those. All those they try to speak, God is the creator of them. The church is the one meant to have much knowledge on those, because they say they are near it to God more than those in the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So, tulinayo ne social sector.
Now we also have the social sector,
egwamo ne byensoma,
where also the education falls there.
Okulaba nti eno mu ngekanisa tufuka abayigirizwa.
To show that here in the church we become disciples.
Naye ate ne munsi nga balungamya okuyigirizibwa.
Yet even in the world they guide the education system there.
Nga abantu babalungamya okuyigirizibwa.
And they guide people to be educated.
Nga ebirabo Katonda byabawa.
As the gifts God gave them in their flesh.
So si kusoma.
And not to just study like that.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Then even what concerneth games, those which profit for a little moment in the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
now all those, we have among us those who come from the 70, those with physical gifts which can flow in that line,
to
guide them in righteousness as the word of God is. Now all those we understood why they have begun from the nation Uganda, to be able officially open God's worldwide promised call,
basing
in Uganda, Pearl of Africa, where God has called all the nations to work with him in his final work on this planet Earth. In that work, it's the revival and restoration of all things in the heavens and earth, to revive them as they were, as they are,
and
as they will be. Praise Jesus much.
Every
path to restoring the gospel of salvation, the gospel of the kingdom of God, and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, as the full light of the word of God is, to
say
from the new and the old testament, to restoring all things. Praise Jesus much.
So,
now, all those were able to get them yesterday in that first part.
So,
now this day we want to see the reason why it needs to restore our
order,
or to resetting order in the church of God all over the world. Then after we shall move on, get explained everything we've been summarizing about. Why it needs to reset or to restore order in church of God all over the world. Praise Jesus much. And why has it begun from here, Uganda, Pearl of Africa? Praise Jesus much. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 40, verse 33, first of all, unto all of us who love God and who worship God, we must know that the living God who created heaven and earth is not of confusion. Our God is of order in all his churches of the Holy One. According to how that scripture tells us, let's read there we hear.
Abakolinse kisoke sule ye 14 no lunyiriri olwasatu mwesatu.
1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 33.
Kubanga Katonda si wa kuyogana naye wa oda nga mu kanisa zoneza abatukuvu.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Tinaye Katonda wa fe.
That our God.
Kubanga Katonda.
Because God.
Katonda si wa buvuyo.
God is not of confusions. But God
wa order
is of order in all churches of the Holy Ones.
But
all out there where you are in the world, all you called the Holy Ones, the church of God, you that he died for, which are not buildings, you need order. Our God, first of all, himself is not of confusion, but is of order in all churches of his Holy Ones. In some Bibles they say is of peace.
But
truth is the word meant to be there. It's meant that is to be of order. It's proven by verse 40. Verse Corinthians chapter 14, the verse 40. He speaks as he says like this.
Abakolinse kisoke sule ye 14 no lunyiriri olwa 40.
1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 40.
Na yebyo na bikolebwenga ngabwe kisana era mu order.
Na yebyo na
but all
bikolebwenga bwe kisana,
let them be done decently
era mu order
and in order.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
But
when you look to church all over the world, it's been moving without order within it. Even though that order, it has ever been there. It was begun by Prophet Moses and prepared children of Israel in the priesthood, even in the Levitical orders. And apostles and prophets, that foundation we have planted on it. When the apostles began, they put in place order in the church. That order,
it
gradually phased out and finished away. Praise Jesus much. And some of us, when we hear 70 people, we have a question we ask in ourselves. And we say 70 people, will they be enough? For others say, we have big synagogues. But he spoke of the 70. And at times he said that 70 times 7, that if the number goes on increasing, you get it multiplied 7 other times.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And you move on setting church in order. For God is of order from old.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And God is not of confusion. When you read in Matthew chapter 18,
he said,
no worry of these 70 people.
Uganda
called all over Uganda within his church.
And
that's the order he sets all over the world. Because the 70 can be multiplied according to the number. And the time he speaks 70, behind it there is 7. It moves together with the 7 spirits of God. Those we shall get explained of well. Let's read we hear. Matthew chapter 18, verse 21.
Awo Petero najja namugamba nti, Mukama wange, Muganda wange wanyono nanga, namusonyi wange emirundi emeka. Okutuusa emirundi musanvu.
Nicho yabuuza kibuuzo.
That he asked the question.
Musonyiwe emirundi musanvu
joka. Him only 7 times.
Mukama wafe Yesu naddamu ng'agamba
bwati. Our Lord Jesus answered him saying like this. Matthew chapter
18, verse 22.
Yes. Anytime he speaks of 70, it we have another 7 we can multiply it.
But
now when you get 70,
no,
and you multiply it
by musanvu,
by 7,
no, funabina mumeka,
and you get 490. Now if the increase,
you have
to multiply by 7 again, those we shall understand
them.
But most of all, it's to know why it needs order in the church. For the Lord whom we are serving
has
never been of confusion.
But
God is of order. As we've heard in the 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33, together with verse 40, all things to be done decently
are
in the order of God.
But
when we heard that command of the 70 people to gather, the orders of the flesh which were given them, even like
having temperature
and the temperature gun, washing hands, and we know in the spiritual world there is even a cleansing and a bathing which is needed. Yes, in the church of God. And we need a holy bathing and cleansing,
ordering a kanisa,
to ordering the church,
to leave
all evil acts and things like those. Because in Isaiah chapter 1, he calls us to reason with him according to verse
18.
But before you reach reason with him, he say you first you learn to do good, you live evil acts, begin to get order with yourself. You first read the verse 18. Isaiah chapter 1, verses 18.
Mujeno tutese fembi, bwayogera Mukama. Ebibya mu nebiba ng'olugoye olumyufu, binaba byeru ng'omuzira. Ewe bitu wakala ngebe ndera, binaba ngebyo ya byendiga.
Yes.
Tesana,
he calls us reason with him.
We know when
come gather always as church. And when we gather in our homes and places where we dwell, for his behalf, we come to reason with him. But what's been fierce, which has been the church had
been
ordered in different ministries in the world, and each had a way of doing things as they wanted.
It has
never been a rightful order.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But you know that God, if you're going to reason with him, first commands you cleanse yourself. You first move backwards a little. Isaiah chapter 1, verses 16.
Munabe mwerongose. Mujenga wobubi bwebikolwa byamwe bive mu maso gange. Mulekengo kolo obubi. Bunyole 17. Muyigo kola ngo bulungi. Mugobererenge ebyensonga. Mudukirirenga ajogebwa. Musalenga omusango gwatali na kitawe. Nti muwolerezenga na mwandu. Bunyole 18. Mujeno tutese fembi.
Yes.
Again, no kuito kutesa na.
As he calls you, reason with him.
So kona abe.
You first wash yourself, stop doing evil works.
Kaributwa uride ku ode yomubi.
Now, when we had that physical order,
watagende katunda chichagena masono tugamba.
We understood what God is moving on telling us. That these 70 people commanded to gather
will
be given the Spirit of God in the fullness. The directed commands, laws, and the judgments, those of God, his ways and his works, how they are meant to be, that they restore order within the church all over the world. To restore order, mostly restoration of the gospel of salvation.
Best
in Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
Yes, you
praise
Amen.
Jesus much.
So,
in all what we move on to understand, you know that order is needed in the church.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. For our God is not of confusion. Let me give you an example. In the First Corinthians chapter 14, there has been a confusion being done. Most when it reached to speaking of tongues.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Everyone is commanded to speak out whatever they feel like.
Whether
people present understand what you speak or not.
And
caused people to think about our
God.
That perhaps is a confused God. People words which cannot be understood coming from their mouth as they speak them. That I wanted to give you a main example. For those who speak tongues, Bible speaks, when they speak unknown tongues, the one who is new, who comes among them, what can they say? Can't he say these are fallen mad?
So, what have we been to be degant order yagwao mukanisa?
Now there are things which have been showing that order ceased to be in the church. The example is of those tongues. Let's read we here.
Abakolinse chisoka esule ye 14 nolu nyiriri olwe 10.
First Corinthians chapter 14 verses 10.
Impozi waliwo munsi engeri za malobozi weziti nesi wali engeri etalinda makulu olwe 10 olumu busimanya makulu gaddobozi ndiberanga joboja eliyo yayogera. No ya yogera aliberanga joboje erinze.
Yes. Now you see a problem involved.
Musimuli mwengeri ya marubozi
man. There were many kinds of voices.
Nengeri yennimi
nyingi. Even the tongues, many of them.
Na yesinga,
but if
sisobola kutegera doboze lyo
chiritegeza. Cannot understand what the voice means.
Gwe ayogera,
you who speaks,
ubanga joboje.
You speak like a foreign tongue to me.
Atinanga
kuulira. He who hears you.
I hear
you speak foreign things my way.
You
speak things I don't understand. It caused people to think that perhaps God is the one with the problem.
Has
not order, just throws words onto people who cannot be understood. Tongues is not the problem. The problem is those use them in not understanding them. It brings another confusion on the church.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. Repeat for us brief the verse 9.
First Corinthians
chapter 14 verse
9. Kubanga muri yogerera mu banga.
Yes. Thus.
So likewise you,
n'olwekyo mwe,
except you ought by the tongue words is to be understood.
Okujjako nga mwogera ennimi ebigambo ebyangu okutegeera.
How shall it be known what is spoken?
Era binategerwa binamanyibwa bitya ebigambo ebyogerwa.
You shall speak into the air.
Munaba mwogera eri empewo.
Olira ekibeerawo.
You see what is involved?
Nga twogera ennimi nga tuzitegedde.
Big tongues we've not understood them.
Nga tezivuunuddwa.
They have not been interpreted. Cannot be understood. You don't understand them. But you move on to speak them.
Bible
says you speak into the air. Even could you not speak with him at all? For you, when you speak with God, you must be understanding. But if you don't understand what you speak, then you speak in the air.
If
you just speak there.
Has
had that thing, not only that, but I've brought an example. The church reached a point they had not order.
Then
they reached to show that perhaps our God is the one with the problem. God has no order. According to the example of the tongues as you hear it, tongues is not the problem if they can be understood.
In
the Holy Spirit, the tongues he gives, according to Acts chapter 2, verses 3, entering the verse 6, the tongues that the Holy Spirit gives of all the nations of the world. People present have to be able to hear and understand. Speak in their native language where they are born. You where you were, and you were not born from. Even the language you've never known. Let's put in the Acts, you see.
Ebikolwa by'abatume esuula y'okubiri n'olunyiriri olw'okusatu.
Acts chapter 2 from verses 3.
Ne kulabika ku bo ennimi ng'ez'omuliro nga zeeyawuddemu. Buli lulimi ne lutuula ku muntu. Olunya olw'okuna, bonna ne bajjula omwoyo omutukuvu ne batanula okwogera ennimi endala ng'omwoyo bwe yabawa okuzoogera. Olunya olw'okutaano, waaliwo mu Yerusaalemi Abayudaaya nga batudde, abantu abeegendereza, abaava mu buli ggwanga ly'abantu wansi w'eggulu.
Yes.
Muyikwatuma essuula eno ey'okubiri.
The Acts chapter 2, the verse 3.
Okuyingira ddala mu lw'okutaano.
Entering the verse 5.
Agamba nti kwajja kubonga ennimi ez'omuliro.
He said upon them came tongues like of fire.
Ne bajjuzibwa omwoyo omutukuvu.
They got filled of the Holy Spirit.
Ne batanula okwogera ennimi endala.
They began to speak other tongues.
Ng'omwoyo bwe yabawa.
As the Spirit enabled them.
Naye agamba.
But he says.
Tewaliwo abantu abaali bavudde mu nsi zonna.
That present there were people who had come from all nations of the world.
Mawanga gonna
ag'omunsi. All nations of the world.
Ng'abantu bano bategeevu bulungi bayivu.
People were devoted, learned people.
Wabula kino bo kye baagamba.
But this is what they say. On the tongues which came in that moment by the Spirit of God. Let's read, we hear.
Ebikolwa by'abatume esuula y'okubiri n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
Acts chapter 2, verses 6.
Okuwuma okwo bwe kwabaawo, ekibiina ne kikuŋŋaana ne kisamaalirira, kubanga baawulira buli muntu nga boogera mu lulimi lw'ewaabwe. Olunya olw'omusanvu, ne bawuniikirira bonna ne beewuunya nga boogera nti, laba, bano bonna aboogera sibagaliraaya. Olunya olw'omunaana, era kikiffe buli muntu okuwulira olulimi lw'ewaffe gye twazaalibwa.
Yes.
Baali bawulira olulimi lw'ewaabwe gye baazaalibwa.
They heard their native language where they were born.
Naye ng'abazoogera,
but those who spoke them,
bonna Bayudaaya.
All of them were Jews.
Imagine
all nations on this world with their languages, different languages. They had gathered around. They heard Jews speak in their native language the great things of God.
It's
what I wanted to give you an example. Why church needs to be reset in order? Restore order in the church of God all over the world. Starting from setting the 70 people, those filled of the Spirit of God, who is like of Moses, to make order in the church.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Because
the Spirit of God is not of confusion.
And you've
heard in the Acts chapter 2.
And
when he gives tongues,
he gave
all nations, those present, heard their native
languages.
I want to ask you, church,
out there
when you speak those tongues,
those
not known, and you take our God to appear of confusion like that. They find you babbling in tongues and
laughing.
Even some you don't understand them. Praise Jesus much. When you look concerning tongues,
it
give you an example that church, if it is shifted from order,
you
had left it long back.
For to
speak what you don't understand and you've gotten mad.
Not
just even perverting,
but
even to fall mad.
In the
1 Corinthians chapter 14,
verse 6,
he speaks this concerning tongues.
First
Corinthians chapter 14 from verse 5.
Kale nandiyagadde mwenna mwogerenge nnimi, naye waakiri mubuulirenga, era abuulira y'asinga obukulu ayogere nnimi. Wabula ng'ategeeza ekkanisa eryoke ezimbibwe.
Yes.
Kakati ekiro kiri bwekiti.
Now what is this?
Yandiyagadde ffenna twogere
nnimi. We'd have loved all us speak tongues.
But
when you speak and you don't interpret them,
they
have no meaning of any work they do.
Now
that is where you see the wild level of madness and why it needs order.
With
a repeat brief, verse 4, he says,
he that speaks in unknown tongues edifies himself, but he that prophesy edifies the church.
Azimbe kanisa.
Verse 5. I would that you all speak with tongues. But Lazar, that you prophesy. For greater is he that prophesies than he that speaks with tongues. Except he interprets. Except he interpret that the church may receive edified.
Have you understood well? Can speak tongues and interpret them. That's how you can be profiting.
But speak
tongues, you don't interpret them.
You
even get inside and keep silent. Most when you speak them and yourself, you don't understand them. For the one who understands the tongue will be able to interpret it. Yes.
I wanted
to show you the main example. Why? Church needs to be reset in order. To restore order in Church of God all over the world. Praise Jesus much. When you look to verse 6, speaks of tongues saying like this.
1
Corinthians chapter 14 verse 6.
Naye kaakano, abooluganda, obanga ndijja gye muli nga njogera ennimi, ndibagasa ntya? Bwe siryogera nammwe oba mu kubikkula, oba mu kutegeera, oba mu kubuulira, oba mu kuyigiriza.
Yes.
Naye ngamba abooluganda,
he's a brethren.
Singa nzijja gye muli,
if I come unto you,
nga njogera ennimi,
speaking tongues.
Okay, kati kantandike.
Let me begin.
Resekendere bo satere bo saba ya marakate sere bo bo bo. Rere bo shike rera mama mama basekera baba bo basi. Ora basendere bo bubachi sere bebe ya baba. Mwakategera bimeka.
How many things have you understood in that?
Yagamba singa.
He said if
I come
speaking tongues, how can I profit?
Except
I come with you to with revelation. I reveal, I bring knowledge. I bring prophecy of God. And I bring the teaching and doctrines of God.
When
you see how church perverted.
The
church spent long being perverted off and they fell mad. And they have no one to edify, yet you two don't understand them, they don't edify you.
That's
the high level of madness. You know, madness of high level.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
much. Now the high level of madness. That's what you do next.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In Titus chapter
1,
the verse 5,
we're
going to go back in our example, move by it. Apostle Paul, he spoke to Titus. I wanted to leave you in that place
that
you set an in order things lacking there. Let's read we here. Titus chapter 1, verses 5. Yes. That's why I left you in Crete. There was a church in that place. He said, prove. Things I left there, you set them in order. They move on to be ordered. You know, we go to hear that God this worldwide promised call.
Based
in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. Where he's called all nations. To work with him in his final work on this planet Earth. And we hear that that work,
it's
the revival and restoration of all things in the heavens and earth. As they were.
And
it's the way they should be and the way they will be. And with
it,
perhaps it's going to revive touching what and what.
If the
church needs to be revived into order, before we revive the gospel, they are going to get. For when you get someone with confusion and don't restore what you give them,
though
you give them, when it's in order, they confuse it for them to are confused. That's why you see, if you've gotten some madness in the brain, the first thing to show you, how many are these fingers? If you tell them, those are five. They know the rest don't speak. Confirmed case.
The
person's confused, they will not understand anything. If yourself, you're confused.
What
comes from here, we can't give them to you when they are in order and you leave them in order. We first restore you back into order yourself. As the church. Then we give you gospel of the kingdom that to restore
us.
Gospel of the kingdom of God. And the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. That you've always been seeing it. How many of these things? You had gotten, but you woke up again. How many are these fingers? Those are 10. They say you take them back.
If
you're confused, then we have nothing next to do except to frustrate you, get back to normal. That's why he said he left Apostle Titus. He said, I've left you there. Things lacked there, you set them in order. For without order, let me tell you, things are impossible. Let me read in English.
Titus chapter 1, verse 5.
Tito esule soko
nyolokutano. For that cause I left you in Crete. That you should set in order the things that are lacking.
Otekemu order ebintu ebyasigalira.
And ordain elders every every city.
Abakadde mu buli kibuga.
As I had appointed you.
Nange bwe nakuteekawo.
Wabeera abalondebwa ate nabo ne balonda bannaabwe.
Those who are appointed them to choose out others.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo. Atulooza ndolondeddwa togenda kulonda
bana. Don't you think being appointed, chosen, you know, choose out others?
Yana gavumenti ensavu bagikubisaamu mirundi musanvu. Nibongere mirundi musanvu.
70 is multiplied by 7 times. Now it is like this. Church cannot move on.
And
moves on and it has not order just as it's been. And every pastor can come out, preach his own things as he wants them. For I also show you of the order of preaching the gospel. Command by command. 2 to 4 and above commands. Scripture by scripture. 2 to 4 and above scriptures. Here a little, there a little. From the Old and the New Testament. The only way you are allowed to preach. You're not allowed to preach when you're not in that order. These you
give
yourself
one verse
and you begin to babble your words as you want upon it. In kingdom of God, you're not acceptable. You should not preach even. Now those who preach half a verse
you
cannot accept it in the rightful order of church. I see clear. Praise Jesus much. Let's read 1 Corinthians 16 from verse 1.
Abakolinse kisoke sura ya 16 n'olunyiriri olusoka.
1 Corinthians chapter 16 from verse 1.
Nayo kukunganyizanga ebintu abatukuvu ngabwe nalagire kanisa eze Galatia. Namwe mukolenga bwe mutyo.
Luganda
is changing this.
Soma mu lizungu.
1 Corinthians chapter 16 verse 1.
Abakorinso esura ya 16 onyo lusoka.
1 Corinthians chapter 16 verse 1.
Abakorinso esura ya 16 onyo lusoka.
Now concerning the collection of the holy ones.
Kakano ekikwatagana n'okukunganya abatukuvu.
As I have given order to the churches of Galatia.
Ngabwe mpadde order eri ekanisa za Galatia.
Even so do you.
Nawe kicho chobokola.
Order ze kanisa oba ekanisa ya Katunda abatukuvu akatuna mu nsi nakolere.
Ones of God in the world, it has to be one.
Rwesonga bayina kitabu mu guru.
For the reason they have one father in heaven.
Guru libagena muri eri.
And the heaven they go to is one.
So teriyo yogena chama mu guru enda
eri. No, any other heaven you're going to brush to go to yourself.
Heaven is zizo nezi rwose za
Katunda.
Inayo waliyo order.
Are there, they are of God and there too is order.
It's
like this, brethren. As an example I gave you of tongues. We do not decampaign the tongues and drunk.
Heart
in the Acts chapter 2. Verses 3 up to 9. The Holy Spirit came down with the apostles. In the tongues of fire. And they got filled of the Spirit. And they began to speak tongues. As the Spirit gave them. For in that time, the people had come from all nations of the world. And they had apostles. And they spoke in their native languages. The great things of God.
1
Corinthians chapter 14.
From
verse 4 up to 6. It's what he explained to us.
And
if someone comes speak tongues, which are unknown, how can they profit you? Except they come when they bring a revelation and they bring knowledge. And they bring prophecy of God in understanding, even to bring doctrine. The example he gives, as he says, that if you get sound instruments in the world, and you sound them and the sound is not clear coming from
them,
how can you realize that instrument, how it is? Let's go back to Corinthians, we see. First Corinthians chapter 14 verse 7.
Era n'ebitali biramu ebireete eddoboozi oba ndere oba nnanga bwe bitaleeta kwawula mu kuvuga kitegeerwa kitya ekifuuyibwa oba ekikubibwa.
Yes.
N'ebivuga eby'omunsi,
even musical instruments in the world, whether
oba muleri,
a flute or a keyboard,
oyinza singa mutuufu tekivuga ddoboozi
kitegeerekeka, it does not sound its distinctive sound. Can you differentiate, say that is a flute? That's a keyboard. That's a drum. Drums to have types when they sound them, you can realize that sounding like that. It's meant to be this type of drum. And the one who sounds it knows. Now, born again. If you bring sound, you bubble with your tongues. God made him to appear such a person that has given you that?
It's
Jeremiah said that they are neighing like goats. They are like goats which are going to be mating. And they're
neighing.
You first read it, we see. Jeremiah 13 verse 27.
Obwenzi bwo n'okubebera kwo obukaba obw'okwenda kwo ku nsozi ez'okuttale.
Yes.
Katonda atuka ekitanga kulaba obubera
bubereza. God reach time he sees your name.
Ng'oli mu bwenzi bw'omwoyo omubi.
You are in adultery of an evil spirit.
Nga gukulinnye ku mutwe oyogera ebitategeerekeka.
Possessed your head, you speak things not clear. And some of those who first fell mad, they told us, all of you are going to speak tongues today. Start people don't feel calm in your mouth. You begin, you're beginning.
You put
yourself with a he-god. That in a situation of mating. You sound alike. What did you think of God? And you began to speak such things.
I
want to show you an example which is most bitten us in this
last
place, which shows church has not any order with it.
One
speak what you feel, your tongues coming. You rise up passing each other. Everyone speaks their everyone their own flow. Every person. Everyone gathered each with their flow. Everyone speaks their own, they pass each other. Everyone with their own flow.
I don't know
whether heaven's angels or two get confused like that. Brethren,
angels
get confused, speak things not right like that?
We had moved
a level from confusion, adverse to madness. That's why this time they set us 70.
You
analyze your brethren when they speak and what they do.
When
you build in much confusion, no one can look to the other. Watch them. You cannot ask even your brother why they speak. Let's finish in the Corinthians. First Corinthians 14 verse 8.
Kubanga nakagombe bwe kavuga eddoboozi ekyategeerekeka Ani aliyeteekateeka okulwana?
Yes.
Singa kagombe.
If it trumpets.
Kavugeko bage agenda kudumira lutalo.
He's going to command a war.
Kakati abantu basubira.
People expect that kind of sound from a trumpet.
Baruane.
And they know
bage it's
time of, they go here.
Pew, 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 pew.
Another straight sound. Those who would have woken up to fight, they wonder.
Somebody is about yourself.
What does he do? They wonder. Let's see this like this.
You're
leading us prayer of warfare.
Say,
rise up. Pray for warfare. Now you, what do you do next in that condition? The one leading spoken what you don't understand.
That
commander of the war,
okay,
the prayer of warfare.
Always
in the name of Jesus. What do you do next? The confusion is much in it.
Mubanga.
Satan first did to church totally make them fall mad. And you reach in warfare. And
one says,
you throw a bomb. Another says,
AK-47.
Another
attack them with a gun.
You are confused, no rightful commander. The commander has fallen mad. He's taken off the shoes. He's put on the
Hello?
Ear. Hello?
Mutu yambe.
You help us. You
are
protectors. The radio call is left in the waist. He gets off the shoe.
Hello?
He used the radio call to
shoot.
Come help us. Satan attacked church. Knows what you fight. You don't understand it.
Command
us in the war, leading us in words we don't know. Go to pray to be given. But you literally speak what we do not understand. We don't know whether you pray for whips for us. Or you pray for peace or not. You finish there. I show you why we need order in the church. First Corinthians chapter 14 verse 9.
Bwe mutyo namwe bwe mutaletenga mu lulimi eddoboozi eriwulikika amangu. Ekyogerwa kinategeerwanga kitya?
Singa tuleeta ddoboozi mu lulimi olutegeerekeka.
Don't bring a voice in the language understood.
That
you speak, how shall we know it?
First Corinthians 14
verse 9.
Kubanga muri yogerera mu mpewo. Olinyo lwe 10. Impozi waliwo mu nsi nti impozi waliwo mu nsi engeri za maloboozi bweziti. Nesi wali ingeri etalina makuru.
Yes.
Te wali ingeri ya dobozi jo inzaga manarese.
No form of voice you say I brought.
Matalina makuru.
It has not meaning.
Ukujako ingeri ya dobozi eri omularu.
Except the form of voice of a mad person.
Everything
sounding in the world and it's clear. You can understand what it is.
Ukujako omularu.
Except a mad person.
A
mad person, can you understand him? And he speaks words and they are connected.
For
between thoughts and intents, he speaks via that.
Ainzo sana agamba. Kakati.
He can pray. He say now.
Nalabiente.
I saw a cow.
Ngeyingi na mchikopo.
And entering in the cow.
Mchikopo. We have wood.
And after it left the cow.
Ngeyingi na mukonda.
Entered into the holding.
Now we can have a kusura
da. Almost you too.
Kadi gwe mroko ni manyante. Bibi ntu biyo yogera yogere.
Born again. Things you speak.
Wagwe daru ambi.
You say you speak tongues. You fell mad long back.
Don't
you speak, you don't understand neither you can interpret them.
Why
don't you speak with God in language clear? Are you more than prophet who spoke in the native languages? They were heard by God more than you who speak babbling. Satan deceived you. And he says that. He does not hear tongues. Satan is the deceiver of the whole world. He deceived and lied to fallen angels. He deceived them in which language? All languages, he knows them. Now, brethren, one of the reasons why we need order in the church, to reset and restore a church in order, all over the world, as we begin by the 7th commandment to Prophet Moses, to be given the Spirit of God, the one of order, to help us restore a church in order. Because our God is not of confusion. In all these churches of the Holy Ones, you see this example of the tongues. You wonder
that
not just getting out of order, but even falling mad. Satan decided to make us non-entities. Born again? He's going to pass there, you see.
Wait.
They know you, you pass around speaking to yourself even. Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. That these tongues, they don't give them to all of us.
Other
is a gift, it can be given one another, is not given.
There's
no command which can come command everyone that rises up speak tongues. Let us read we hear.
1
Corinthians chapter 12 verse 29.
Bonaba to me. Bonaba nabi, bonaba yigiriza, bonaba kolebi amagero, unyolwasatu, bonaba linevi rabe vyoko, evyoko onyanga, bonaba ogere nimi, bonaba vunula, satu murumu, neemwe gombe ngevirabo, evisingo bukuru, era mbalaga ekubo, erisinge nyoburunji.
Yes.
Agambi andi.
He said that.
Bonoro zabo ogere nimi.
Do you think they all speak tongues?
Bona bazivunu.
Do all interpret them?
Nid.
No.
Ni uli nyoromu savu ya gamba buwati.
But verse 7 is said like this.
1
Corinthians chapter 12 verse 7.
Na yebuli muntu awebwa okulabisi wako umoyo oruoku gasa. Olunye uromu nana. Kubango umulala omoya muwese chigambe cha magezi. Na umulala wewe chigambe cho echo kumanya. Kubomo yoyo. Rinyolo mwenda. Omulala okukiriza. Kubomo yoyo. Nomulala ebirabe ebyoku onyanga. Kubomo yomu. Rinyolo kumi. Nomulala okola ngevi ya magiro. Nomulala obunabi. Nomulala okwa ulange mioyo. Ti omulala engerize nimi. Nomulala okufunu zange nimi. Rinyolo kumi norumu. Na hivyo vyo na omoyo yomu ya bikola. Ngagabira buli muntu chinomu ngayebo ayagala.
Yes.
Olunyola 11 mulikuwa ekyo kokole ekitu.
Verse 11 gives you the right
to speak. Siko we gabira no lulimi.
It's not you, it gives yourself a tongue.
Omoyo yagaba.
The spirit is the one
ayagala.
As he wills. That's why you say two is very right.
Verse
3 unto 9. Spoke tongues as the Spirit gave them. Spoke tongues of all nations. Now this Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, from verse 7 to 11, one is given the gift to speak tongues, another can be given to interpret them. Give them different form of gifts, but the same Spirit gives,
and
gives every person
as his will.
It's not you tells yourself, I feel I want to speak tongues. I feel. You see? Church. Where don't they speak tongues here? Those tongues like he got his name. Church all over the world, that of salvation. Satan decided to make them confused. You find them, they are all messed up.
And
the one who does not speak those tongues, they say it's not yet filled of the Spirit. Because they try to see, we all get mad like that.
Say
the Spirit gives as He wills. Not you wakes up, give yourself, I want to speak tongues. As some of you have training schools which train you to speak tongues. This tongues are not trained.
They are given to us.
By the
given.
Ziwewa. They're given.
Not trained.
Training.
You have read there and heard that. They were trained.
Osomye when they were going to speak. Speak it and get your zongera. That your pastor, you get him telling you, start like this.
Shiketa.
He's training you tongues?
Abangi.
Brethren, we need
order
to reset and
restore
church in order or not. Many things are needed to reset the church. But all the one which are in your Bible you're holding. Praise Jesus much. In Colossians chapter 2, verse 5, he spoke as he said like this. Colossians chapter 2, verse 5.
Kubanga ne wankubadde nga siri yo mubiri naye mu mwoyo ndi nammwe nga nsanyuka era nga ndaba empisa zammwe nnungi n'obunywevu obw'okukkiriza kwammwe mu Kristo. Olunyo lw'omukaaga
waliwo kye sitawulidde Oluganda olwo.
Something we've not heard. Spread in English.
Colossians chapter 2 verse 5.
Abakolosayi essula ya 12:5.
Colossians chapter 2, verse 5. Abakolosayi
esula ya 12:5.
For though I be absent in flesh,
newankubadde siriyo mu mubiri,
yet I'm with you in the spirit,
naye ndi nammwe mu mwoyo,
rejoicing and beholding your order,
era nga nsanyuka era nga nekenenya order yammwe,
and the steadfastness of your faith,
era n'okunywerera kw'okukkiriza kwammwe mu Kristo.
Halaba order n'okuyimirira mu kukkiriza.
Since their order and now they're steadfast in faith. God is in heaven. He's the Father.
It's
what the Lord Jesus.
But
in the Holy Spirit who is on the world.
He
rejoices much see us when we are in order.
And we've
stood steadfast in the faith that in Christ Jesus.
Loves
order in the church.
He
didn't tell us order only of blinking eyes. Order of chairs. You know they know to put them in order, chairs, line by line, row by row. And they even separate the corporate seats. When they speak tongues, they mix up everything.
And they're
doesn't know their ministry. They have no order. Pastor on the pulpit is the one who knows he's a pastor. All the rest
that
they are begging from God. Order says none of us was not given a gift to serve God with. For not having order, we know nothing. You're seated down there. 40 years in salvation, you do not have order.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now, brethren, that word, God rejoices much, see church when it's on in order.
For him,
God we serve is not of confusion. I've never had a prophet saying that when I stood before God, I saw him, I found him babbling in tongues, and I did not understand what he spoke. It's not no prophet like that. Now, church, why did you get such? And when did you begin?
Because
usually, a mad person rarely understands this point, they began falling mad. Till they begin to tell them, when you are beginning to get mad, you first left the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
You
began to preach promises of the gospel like healing and the good things of God, and you made them into a gospel. After you went to the prosperity gospel, that is where you best
grew
mad and you began to speak tongues you do not know. Madness when it was beginning in church, it began from where? Leaving gospel of the kingdom of God and
rest
in the kingdom of heaven.
If
we got promises of the gospel, to walking the lame, raising the dead, and we made them into a gospel. After that, we brought the material gain gospel.
Their
madness raised in level. Speaking words which are not understood, we call them tongues. Even some said, perhaps they speak tongues of angels. So angels in heaven are there just babbling in tongues? One does not understand the other. Want to show you confusion which happens when the people don't understand. Read 1 Corinthians 13 and you see. Yes. You know when you speak tongues, those of men, they are there. Even tongues of angels, they speak in heaven, they are there. They say when you have no love, you are like a sounding brass. Now what is this?
True.
All tongues of human beings, God can give them to us to speak them. Even of angels. But angels do not babble. If they would have babbled, they would have fought how? Just even speak things not understood by your colleagues, they get angry of you. In the kingdom of children of men. And you go to speak your
you
speak things they don't understand. What is he speaking? They arrest you for that. Maybe they think you're insulting them. There's a certain tribe in Uganda. If you find them one day, you don't know them. You can hide. For you may think
anytime
they're going to start fighting each other, yet they are laughing.
They are
speaking like they are borrowing. They are called Lugubalas in Uganda. If you hear them come, you don't know them, you can enter a bush.
quarreled, what's remaining is one. They're going to fight. You're laughing, giving high five each other. You say they're speaking? They're chatting? Confusion there, when you speak tongues not clear to others, you have to separate from each other. It happened in Genesis 11. God confused tongues of people, they got separated. Everyone headed on their own way. That's why in church they can never be unity. They cannot be love. Because of those times been praying, you don't understand.
Each
does not know why they pray for themselves and why they pray for others. Let's read Genesis 11, we see. Genesis chapter 11 from verse
1. Awe bali batambula ebuvanjuba ne balaba olusenyi mu sisinali ne batuula omwo olinyolo kusatu ne bagambagana nti kale nno tukole amatofaali tugookere ddala awo ne baba n'amatofaali mu kifo ky'amayinja n'ebitosi mu kifo ky'ennoni olinyolo kuna ne boogera nti kale nno twezimbire ekibuga n'ekigo ekirituusa entikko yaakyo mu ggulu era twefunire erinnya tuleme okusaasaanira ddala ewala mu nsi zonna. Olinnya olwokutaano, Mukama nakko okulaba ekibuga n'ekigo abaana b'abantu bye bazimba. Olinnya olw'omukaaga, Mukama n'ayogera nti laba abuli eggwanga limu era bonna balina olulimi lumu era kino kye batanula okukola ne kaakano tewali ekigenda okubalema kye baagala okukola. Olinnya olw'omusanvu, kale nno tukke tutabulire ye ennimiza olulimi lwabwe baleme okutegeera enjogera yaabwe bokka na bokka.
Yes.
Katonda ekintu kino yali akikoze.
God has ever done the thing. He confused their tongues.
Yatabula ennimi zaabwe.
Confused the languages.
Buli omu alemetta
ogera munne. Everyone never to understand the other. And they intended to separate them. They build a tower, reach heaven where they have sins. He was going to kill them along the way. He said never to kill them.
Their
tongues, they do not understand each other. But you want to tell me,
build tower,
God has confused you again, give you tongues not clear. You repeat the verse 7. Genesis 11, verse
7.
Yes. They do not understand the language each by another. You know, to hear another say,
Bueno,
dog. You wonder?
Nyankole
is speaking dog. Bueno, what does that mean? Luganda, it's meaning dog. Runyankole, it means what?
Chitegeza munange. Oba. Bueno. Muganda wachi uliraga.
Muganda hears it, says wonder. Would you abuse a dog? That's why some claim to speak tongues is spoke vulgar. Some of those they cannot speak here.
You are
before God speaking to man. You do not know.
This
is one of the extremes. A person may have gotten a low level of madness and they bear the person.
Will
they find a person? And they have cooked sauce, they have not put salt in it. They have cooked, not covered well the foods. some level of sorting.
They discover
they speak things not connecting. They said the madness is reason levels.
You can't find your cloth.
Once you black, another brown.
And
they don't mind you much.
As long as you
remain things which can be understood. If you begin to speak things they don't understand.
And
they say, you know,
this
person did just get a sort in the mind. But
they have
got madness in them.
The
church is not just sorted in the mind, but they fell mad. That's why some of you dream dreams out there. At times your pastors have closed rugs.
You have closed rugs
or all people in the synagogue. You are into rugs, clothing them. God tells you, you got mad long back. Now you want to deceive me for times they say they speak tongues of angels. You
want
tell me angels speak such things you speak?
And
heavens remain retaining its order? Read me the verse 8 we hear. Genesis chapter 11 verses 8.
Bwatyo Mukama n'abasaasaanyiza ddala okuva eyo okubuna ensi zonna. Era nti ne baleka okuzimba ekibuga.
Yes.
Sitani kye yakola.
Satan what he did.
Nzijukira Katonda.
Said, I remember God.
Mulubereberye bwe yali ata abantu nga mbakozesa
ebibi. When he killed people when I had made them sin.
Nabagala kulinnya muguru n'ebibi.
Wanted to go to heaven with sins.
Yabatabula n'ennimi.
He confused them with tongues.
Kati naye njagala mmutabulire kanisa ye.
I want to confuse his church.
Because
they speak what they don't understand.
And
they are demons. When we shall get time to speak of them. Which follow tongues. People, they speak things they don't know.
It's
where I show you that church needs order. Even Christ, you must have agreed in the word. Where 2-3 sit on this earth, agree onto a word. The Lord is going to do it. We agree with someone, speak what we don't understand. Matthew 18.
Matthew chapter 18, verse
18.
Mazima mbagamba nti byonna bye mulisiba ku nsi birisibibwa mu ggulu. Era byonna bye mulisumulula ku nsi birisumululibwa mu ggulu.
Read verse 19 and 20.
Olinyo lwe 19.
Matthew 18 verse 19.
Matayo 18, olinyo lwe 19.
Matthew 18 verse 19.
Nate mbagamba nti oba bannammwe babiri bwe beetabanga ku nsi buli kigambo kyonna kye balisaba kiribakolerwa kitanga ali mu ggulu. Olinyo lwa 2. Kubanga baba ababiri oba abasatu nga bakunganye mu linnya lyange nange ndi awo wakati waabwe.
Yes.
Adiraba kino.
Now see this.
Banafu babiri babasatu.
Where 2-3.
Nze nawe
me and you and the others.
Tukunganye kwe ne tukanya ku kigambo.
Agreed upon the word.
Eguli kikole.
Heavens does it.
Katutu so kusaba.
Now we've reached to pray.
Nze nsaba byo
tatiki. Me I pray what you don't understand.
Now usabye.
You do pray what I do not understand.
In
the language and tongue you do not understand. Now the Father, what is he to do? I wonder Jesus, the one in our midst, and is the rightful Jesus.
For
he is there where we gather for his sake. But that Jesus is still there in churches of these people.
Everyone
speaking their own Jesus is right. Jesus is right in the midst of such. You child, who gave you all that you speak?
Stand in front of
Satan, look out from me.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much.
So, our Uganda.
Now, brethren, this example of tongues is very major. Can show you how church needs order. Even those of the world had gotten surprised of us. In the church of salvation, many things are not in order. But when it reached tongues, they gave up on us, they said. Just leave them, for there's nothing more to do. If it's a sickness, it's matured. There's nothing to do for it. Yet the owner of church has something to do. It's Christ Jesus who died for us. The one who say you go reset it afresh.
Store
things how they're meant to be.
Churches,
all is all the ones in the world. You the revival. Gospel of salvation. Gospel of the kingdom of God. In the righteousness. In the kingdom of heaven. When you read 1 Corinthians 14. Verse 13 speaks saying like this.
1
Corinthians chapter 14 verse 13.
Kala yogero lulimi asabenga ategezenga.
Yes. If you speak in an unknown tongue, we are not to refuse you. But first go pray, interpret them. If you'll come here and speak,
Ella Masaba Kutani,
Eli,
Chita Fari Mukuru,
now Father in heaven, why have thou forsaken me?
You
speak it in another tongue and interpret it for us.
If you
don't interpret, don't dare speak them here, we do not accept them. And if you be lying, we have those who test the spirits. They discern and say, this one is lying. He is faked it.
Church
speak very well in the whole scriptures. There are those on intelligence testing spirit and discerning them. They say whether it's come from God or not.
They
say if you speak tongues, before you come, say you speak, they have given them to you. First, ask to interpret them. God tells us always, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, to test the spirits. If you hear, feel tongues, tell him I first understand what I speak, I will not speak it out to them. First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse
19. Temunyomanga bonnabbi. Abiri mulumo. Mugezengako ku bigambo byonna. Munywerezenga ddala ekirungi. Abiri mu bbiri. Mwawulenga buli ngeri ya bubi. Olunyo lw'abiri mu ssatu. Era Katonda w'emirembe yennyini abatukulize ddala. Era omwoyo gyammwe n'emmeeme n'omubiri byonna awamu bikuumibwenga awatali kunenyezebwa mu kujja kwa Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
Praise Jesus. He told us we should not despise the prophecy. We don't reject the spirit. But we test them. If something makes you speak tongues, claim it's the spirit. First ask it, what kind of tongue is this? When they tell it's of a Chinese, it's of a Japanese, you say, let's go. Let's go to a Chinese. I speak with him, then we see. When
you hear me,
I will prove I'm speaking Chinese, let's go preach in China.
If
not that, all the rest will refuse it. They say we test all we go with the good.
If not
going to interpret, explain,
interpreted
those unknown, we refuse them. God is not of confusion of all churches of his holy ones. Let's test spirits. Don't deceive yourself. I feel a pain. I'm going to release. We shall stop you immediately. Our ashes, they would have held you right there. When they hold you, they would even have helped you. Before the spirit ties you right there yourself. You block that your mouth which speaks what is not given you.
As it
did to Ezekiel. Block his mouth. I block it. Don't dare speak again what I've not given you. Don't deceive us.
He's,
I failed to control him. I feel the spirit is moving me. That will be a demon.
Bible
says spirit of a prophet is controlled by a prophet. 1 Corinthians 14. What does it say? Spirit of a prophet is controlled. Spirit of prophecy is controlled by a prophet. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 32.
N'emyoyo gya bannabbi gifugibwa bannabbi.
Yes.
Umoyo wabera mugwe.
When the spirit is in you, he should not deceive you. That is overtaken you, have to speak it by force. Not.
No.
When the spirit is given you, you communicate with
him.
The real Holy Spirit in you,
you tell him, I've
not understood that, I will not speak it. He cannot force you to speak it.
For you,
workers with him together with the spirit, you agree.
When you hear
that spirit come on, you speak what you don't understand. You know, in 1 Timothy chapter 4.
You
follow deceiving spirits
and
it sears you like an iron. Read for us from verse
1
unto
3.
1 Timothy chapter 4 from verse 1.
Naye omwoyo ayogera lwatu nti mu nnaku ez'oluvannyuma walibawo abaliko mu kukkiriza nga bawulira emyoyo egikyamya n'okuyigiriza kw'aba Setaani. Olunya olwokubiri, olw'obunnanfuusi bw'abalimba nga bookebwa emyoyo gyabwe nga n'ekyuma ekyokya.
Yes.
Kwegamba owulira emyoyo egikyamya.
Now you hear deceiving spirits.
N'okuyigiriza kw'aba Setaani.
And the teaching of demons.
Giving
you what you are, you don't understand. You feel like seared with that iron. Speak it. And some of you are like this. Spirit is coming. He's moving me.
What?
Spirit possess you like a demon.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
So, our Uganda.
Now, brethren.
I've
spoken many things more than this to bring in the proof.
The
church needs to be reset in order, that of God all over the world. But the example of tongues can strike you very far, and you really see confusion and chaos. Seems to be confusion advanced to madness.
Need
to reset and restore order in church of God all over the world. When we make him revival of the gospel of salvation, gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. Remember, they tell you that if you speak tongues, you don't understand, ask one thing to interpret them. As we have heard, let's repeat the verse
14.
1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 14.
Kubanga bwe nsaba mu lulimi, omwoyo gwange gusaba, naye amagezi gange tegabala bibala. Olwekumi n'ettaano.
Yes.
Bwe nsaba mu lulimi,
if I pray in unknown tongue,
omwoyo gwange gwogera.
My spirit prays speaks.
Ne magezi sibitegira.
But in the mind I do not understand.
Kati muli wegamba nti osabye.
Inside you say you prayed what?
Kubanga?
Because
nze nagenzo gendo okusaba
katonda. I went to go pray to God.
Nga nabye njagala.
And there are things I want.
Kati do certain sa basibitegira.
I've reached, I pray things I do not understand.
Kati bwe nkomekereza sala nga ngamba amen.
I finish prayer, I say amen.
Kuchichesta
tegede. For what I've not understood.
Kitegeeza mba possessed.
It means I am possessed.
Muntu ali possessed omuzimu ogumuvaako nga mugugobye.
A person possessed a demon when they
leave them. Yogera bino ne bino.
After you tell them you've been speaking this and this.
Muveko.
And they say leave me.
Just in
me, I've not spoken that before.
Kati bwoyogera ndimi zota tegeero bila possessed
you don't understand you are indeed possessed.
Kubanga memory yaba tetegeera
bino. For your memory does not understand what you speak.
Mhm.
Abakolinsi ekisooka essuula y'ekkumi n'ennya n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'ettaano.
First Corinthians chapter 14 verse 15.
Kale kiki? Naasabyanga omwoyo era naasabyanga n'amagezi.
Yagamba nti
he said no.
Saagala kusaba mu mwoyo
mwokka. Don't want to pray only in the spirit.
Njagala n'amagezi ge nga ntegeera byensaba.
In my mind when I will understand what I pray.
Singana ba mulokole banji
you find born again
yapada ku order ye kanisa tamanyine bintu we babikola
read the left order of church don't know how things are done
ola batamanyine batandika sala
they don't know even how they begin prayer
tamanyi
they don't know
ero musingana saba
you find a prayer
yesu muli nyali ya yesu
in the name of Jesus
nkusaba ompechi
I ask you give me this
nenga ba mugamba saba kitafe
pray father
muli nyali ya yesu
in the name of Jesus
nacho tamanyi oba saba batia
they don't know how to pray
aga yesu muli nyali ya yesu
in the name of Jesus
nkusaba ompe
I ask you give me
aga nzibe nali mpandika mtina kugamba
when I was writing I say
osaba nga kitange muli nyali ya
the father in my name
kitigwato saba mu
now you ask through me
ekanisa yu mubutufu bintu binje ebiri kutabangu
did many things are confused
na ye order tankira wali kufuna kabona ayigiriza
order begins from getting the preaching priest
okutegeka okuleta abategeka ba ashes
to bring those deacons ashes to deacons
okubatera ba bishop abagendo bategeka mbuli kigambo
there bishops to prepare you in every word
baramuza abagendo barungamya mateka gonna
judges to guide you in all the laws
abakadde
the elders
abagendo babikulira ebyama byonne ebyekanisa
to reveal you all secrets of the church of the kingdom of heaven
abayimbi
the musicians
abasobola okubaita okuyimba nyimba za katonda
those who can lead the singing of songs of God
spoken nyini si rugambo
real gospel and not gossip
awumusobulu kubatekane mubaze ku order
there you can prepare them take them back to order
ni akulembedenga mutabangu funga muzibe wa maso
leading is confused and a blind person
osubirani agenda okuterira
whom do you expect to be aligned
yandi yagadde kale bukibanga kale kusaba nnimi
what did if it's to pray in tongues
ntegere ndikati nsaba mulu china
understand how I pray in Chinese
naye onsabye mboka
and there I've prayed for this
sabye mboko kunku
kama nsabula beaten God beat me
Ntegeeda landi nsabye mboko
zinyi. I understand I've asked for big beatings from God.
Nino yogera byura tiga enchane bakuba.
What you don't understand tomorrow they beat you.
Wandikira Museveni ebaluwa mulimi lwotamanyi.
To Museveni a letter in language you don't know.
Nomugamba eno wali abayekera nengo orozo wandika.
This side they are rebels.
Bade tusaba kubuyambi sabu mkuru wechiri bayo
right. Museveni. We are asking for help your excellency you. Seven.
Urokuwa tutegera byo wandika.
Because don't understand what you write.
Wandika.
You right.
Kumbo tegeza eno tulina abayekera era nzemba kulira.
Nine
mundo 12.
Rebels and I'm the leader we have 12 guns.
Tusabo jotu kwate.
We ask you come arrest us.
Ninga gwe mugwo manyi oga tusaba jyo tuyabo tuwe kubuyambi
you ask for help
kuraje Karumare wano banna olubudde
finish up because of time
Abakolinsi kisoke sule ye 14 no lunyiriri olwe 15
First Corinthians chapter 14 verse 15
Kale chichi nasabyanga omoyo era nasabyanga namagezi Nayimbyanga omoyo era nayimbyanga namagezi.
Ee wali wasiba bamwe abasadone bayimba mu.
Yeah, those who decide to sing in the spirit.
Renderererere.
And they're singing in the tongues.
Ema sakata raba.
They're singing.
kakati
now you see madness got
batandika bayimba nyimba
batendereza mulungi present very well
kutiza
tukutenda
ayimukama natandika lelenderebo lelenderebo lelenderebo
worshiping tax
kakati
now
You
know, in the shrines,
Satan
possesses people.
They
begin things get to pervert even.
They
sound the drum and they go off. They are no more singing proper things.
Satan
did exchange the letter.
He brought
things of the shrines into the church. You find him singing.
He
puts
it in words. He's
singing.
You say,
you've spoken Jewish? Is it Greek? Is it Chinese? No, it's a tongue. It does not mean anything. It's of mad people.
Mm-hmm.
First
Corinthians 14 verse
16.
Mm-hmm. Now I tell you, brethren, we're going to
pray
blessings come line up. And I finish. And you say amen. Over what? First come. I'm going to pray blessing for you. The blessing is done. But church.
It's
madness. You left order, fell mad. High level even of madness. It's high level extreme.
First Corinthians chapter 14 verse
16.
Kubanga bw'osaba omukisa mu mwoyo, abeera mu kifo ky'oyo atamanyi anaddamu atya nti amiina, olw'okwebaza okwo bw'atategeera ky'oyogedde. 17. Kubanga gwe weebaza bulungi, naye omulala tazimbibwa. 18. Neebaza Katonda, mbasinga mwenna okwogera
ennimi.
When we get to tongues, if I kept that's the drama. Those of not understanding, just to fake them,
you
know that what I've stood. A spoken is not right.
But if
out there, they say the spirit has come down.
Mamanda rasuketoro yere bobo seke rara setoro ba mama 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 roka seke tereba asindo roba se rete kesi koso karama ninga ndi mubiya.
Me, I mean my own things. But church,
indeed,
we need to be resetting order. If it's not that,
Satan
thinks he's already finished his thing. Church beats the entire of it. But he's joking.
God
raises a standard to fight with him.
Mm-hmm. First Corinthians 14 verse
19.
Naye mu kanisa njagala okwogeranga ebigambo bitono. Njagala okwogeranga ebigambo bitano n'amagezi gange. Ndyoke njigirizenga n'abalala. Okusinga ebigambo akakumi mu lulimi obulimi.
Yes. In the church.
Wakiri njogera ebigambo bitano.
I speak 5 words.
Safari mu
Father in heaven.
Seated
above the heavens, according to Job,
chapter
28, verse
24,
and the heavens and earth. Even if I
end,
what I've spoken, you've understood. The Father is in heaven above, Job 28:24.
Even if I end Randaka Sakarondo Sakata Mama Mama Taka Sakato Pasakatarama Lee Ro Sekitero Wabasi Kwa
many words unknown.
What again?
What have you understood?
We,
when we get church, for we are the church.
At
least
speak
five clear words to us.
Pray
for us in five words.
First Corinthians 14
verse
20. Naye mu magezi muberenga bakulu.
Bana tukule magezi.
Let's mature in wisdom.
Banyi wali wa muntu ngamutufu badde tokula.
You know there's someone magezi. And it, you had never matured in wisdom.
Kadurachi wa reasoning ku bintu
ebi. Why don't you dare reason in such things?
No tugo kubanga bakuogeza byo tatigira no sigala ngo
bi. Be the cause you speak what you don't understand you remain speak them.
Mhm.
Abakolisa kisoka esule ye 14.
First Corinthians chapter 14 verse 21.
Chawandike omateeka ntindiyogera n'abantu bano mu bantu ab'ennimi endala n'emimimwa gy'abannaggwanga era ne wakubadde bwe kityo tebali mpulira bwayogera Mukama. Abiri mu bbiri ennimi kye ziba zibeera akabonero si eri abo abakkiriza wabula eri abatakkiriza.
Yes.
Ennimi.
Tongues. Speak them a sign to those who do not believe. But not that they do not hear them.
When
hear them, we speak in their native languages.
Acts
chapter 2, you heard of it. People came from nations who never believed. When they heard these speak great things in their native languages. We who first believed, when
we
speak tongues, they have no meaning they do to us. Those are applicable when you meet someone who does not know your language, and you speak into their language when God has given it to you.
And
they say, indeed, this is a powerful sign. Tongues has never been a sign of believers. Those who first believed Jesus. That's the sign you feel the Spirit. No.
A sign
another person of another language.
Speaking
the native language you've never known.
Abakolinsa kisoke sura eye 14.
First Corinthians chapter 14 verse 22.
Na yoku buulira tekubera kabonero eri abatakkiriza wabula eri abakkiriza.
Kati okubuulira kuno nga bw'okulaba.
Now the spirit as you see it.
Kabonero akakulu mufu abakkiriza.
The main sign as who believe no tongues.
Era omuntu bw'abuulira osobola okulanga ajjudde omwoyo.
When person is preach so you can see their field of the spirits. Because they can teach even understanding happens. First Corinthians chapter 14 verse 23.
Kale kanisa yonna bwebange ekunganidde wamu.
Kubange kanisa yonna.
Now the entire church.
Bwebange ekunganidde wamu.
It's gathered all together.
Kubange kanisa tuogera kufe si
bizimbe. Speak of us not the buildings.
Omanyi necho nacho cheta ago kuteka mu order.
That too needs to be put in order.
Kubanga emitomira lokamala.
Because the heads are so maddened.
Omuntu agamba ngenda ku kanisa.
The person says I'm going to church.
Ani bagambe kanisa zonanga ezibanga zikunganya.
And they say when all the churches have gathered.
Kadi. Church,
who gather, we are the church.
Church building.
This is a church building.
Amakungani.
The synagogue of the church. If they have gathered,
they
pray in tongues and the new member comes in. You first read that verse to finish it. First Corinthians 14 verse 23.
Kale kanisa yonna bwebange kunganidde wamu bonna ne boogera ennimi ne wayingira abatamanyi oba abatakkiriza tebaligamba nti mulaluse.
That is typical madness.
Bulijjo Bible yagamba
all long Bible says
nti abantu aboogera ennimi zitategeerekeka
balalu. People speak unknown tongues, these are mad people.
And
when a new person comes from wherever they come,
finds
you speaking in tongues, they wonder. Fresh and born again, they reach, they look.
They
say, me too, I wonder whether I'll speak that.
Maybe speak it
as long as it's Lord. Maybe that's how God is willed it. God never willed things not in his word.
He
would have spoken those that don't do, he loves them. He wants us to speak things not no, would have written that this one do it speak unknown tongues. 1 Corinthians 14:24.
Era bwatyo alivunama amaaso ge nasinza Katonda ngayogeranga Katonda ngayogera nti Katonda ali mumwe ngayogera nga Katonda ali mumwe dala
singa wabirawo okutegeeza n'okukula
this manifestation and to cause people understand that we've not spoken things not understood. Church begins, go back in order.
We have
spoken many things on those issues. I've given you why church needs order in all things.
The
example of tongues, it beats us far. Others say when you've not spoken tongues, you're not filled with the Spirit. But all prophets who had the Spirit of God, they are in the Bible. All of them never spoke tongues. Our Lord Jesus was given the Spirit without measure. But he never spoke tongues. The apostles, a few of them spoke them. Apostle Paul had been given them, he left them. And he saw at times they were not profiting.
Things
like those, if I want which captured church, which this order, there are many things which got errors. But all those perverts for lacking order of the word of God, that we shall see of the day of tomorrow, to restore back order of the word of God in the church. Order of the word of God, how it's meant to be preached. There are 2, 4 and above commands. We do not do anything except it has 2, 4 and above commands. And we do not follow anything except it has 2, 4 scriptures and above.
We
do not follow anything
except
has the witness from the Old and the New Testament.
So
to say here a little, there a little. Now we shall move on to show you why church needs order.
For
others have been twisting the word of God. Others have subtracted and adding in it. But
you,
God's chosen you this time. Understand why it needs set church in order. And after we shall finish this study, you would not have finished all things.
Would
have been revealed that church needs to be in order. At least that order will have a portion of it. But
it
will take us time that we shall keep on learning all things. And they are being restored in God's worldwide promised call. Investing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. Where he has called all nations to work with him in his final work on this planet Earth. In that work, it's the revival and restoration, the greatest and the last, of all things in the heavens and earth, to take them back as they were, they were meant to be, and how they should be in their understanding of people. Every path restoring the gospel of salvation, the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.